You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Accommodation Supplement is one of Aotearoa's primary social housing support programs. It provides weekly financial assistance to lower-income households struggling with housing costs. A recent study by University of Auckland has revealed that the supplement is failing to ease housing stress, with renters receiving the subsidy spending more of their income on rent than those who don't, across all income brackets. I spoke to Associate Property Professor Edward Yu to find out more about this research and to see what advice he has for student renters. How are renters missing out on real relief from the housing subsidy?
So I really have to clarify a little bit. Indeed, in the period studies, and many scholars have already identified about rental subsidies. But in our recent studies, we try to compare the effectiveness of rental subsidies versus mortgage payment subsidies. This is a local key because in other countries, very few government would provide subsidies for mortgage payments. So I find something very interesting that those subsidies to renters does not help much to improve their affordability metric, at least not as good as to bring the improvement to the mortgage payment homeowner.
Is Aotearoa's accommodation supplement easing the affordability of rent at all?
So we try to derive something different from the previous study because internationally, they take 30% as the threshold. I mean, the rent-to-income ratio, the threshold is 30%. But if that is the case, then, of course, most of the households receiving accommodation supplements could not help to bring their rent-to-income ratio below 30%. But then we try to compare those renters in the private market without receiving accommodation supplements, and they also exceed the 30% threshold. But more importantly, the accommodation supplement, even providing for those eligible houses, their rent-to-income ratio could not be improved by comparing to the benchmark of their counterparts in the private market. So put it simply, those accommodation supplements provided for renters could not help improve their affordability metrics for renters. But then it helped to improve the affordability for homeowners. They are receiving accommodation supplements for mortgage payments.
How are renters who receive the supplement paying more than renters who don't receive the supplement?
So this is in line with international studies because there have been many studies in other countries finding that whenever the government provides subsidies to renters, then the landlord will increase rent. So it happened similarly in New Zealand. We found that those renters receiving accommodation supplements will pay higher rent and their rent-to-income ratio is not improved.
And how does the mortgage supplement level the playing field for homeowners?
So this is the novelty or the critical findings of this study, because if we compare the effectiveness of accommodation supplements to renter versus to homeowners paying mortgage, then we find that indeed those households receiving accommodation supplement to pay mortgage payment could improve their affordability metric. So if we try to compare these two groups of households, both of them receive accommodation supplements. But then for the renters, they could not improve their affordability metric. But then homeowners paying mortgage, they, after receiving the accommodation supplement, their affordability metric could be improved much better.
And what have the similar studies done overseas shown?
That is really a very good question, because in other countries, most countries' government would only provide rental subsidies. Very few of them would provide a mortgage payment subsidy. So that's the reason why most period studies could only find evidence on the effects of rental subsidies on the affordability of renters. Well, in our case, because of our government, they provide both, it becomes a novel study which can compare the effectiveness between renters and homeowners.
Do you have any advice for student renters?
First of all, be aware about this phenomenon that the landlord will try to increase rent if they know that you are receiving accommodation, doesn't it? So, but of course, even if the landlord do not know whether you receive subsidy or not, they will try to ask a higher rent because of the market competition, right? When someone, they get some subsidy, they would be more willing to pay a higher rent, and due to the competition, then the market final rent will be increased. But at least be aware that landlord, if they know that you are receiving accommodation supplement, they may try to ask for a higher rent.
And how do the landlords know that you're receiving the accommodation supplement?
Sometimes they would ask you, and sometimes they would try to negotiate and see, because those criteria are well known and can be checked on the website. And then landlords, they sometimes would try to negotiate with renters and ask them whether they receive a government subsidy or not, so as to reach some kind of different terms and conditions.
That's all from me today, Edward. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
For this study, indeed, it's still a very initial stage. So maybe you can tell the audience that we are going to have further studies trying to understand, for example, whether their house quality will be different or whether their living standard will be different. That will be the second phase of it.
And that was University of Auckland Associate Property Professor Edward Yu speaking to us about how those receiving the accommodation supplement are spending more of their income on rent than those who don't receive it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.